rewarded for moving their energy use, like doing the laundry at off-peak times.
So I don't need to do the splits?
No, Albert. Nobody wants to see that.
Get rewarded for using energy flexibly, only with a smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter today.
Eligibility and availability vary. Consumer action required. Reward schemes and tariffs available to selected customers from selected suppliers.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 8, dozens more women have come forward with claims against sex offender Zhen Haozhou. Commander Kevin Southworth from the Met is leading the investigation.
There were sadly a whole number of videos that were recovered with Zhen Haozhou, which indicated potential further offending of the same nature against other unidentified women.
The Chinese student was convicted of drugging and raping 10 women after a trial in London last month. Police say he could be one of the UK's worst sex offenders. Hollywood actor Val Kilmer, who played Batman in the 90s, has died aged 65. His last role was alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun Maverick. Capital Showbiz reporter in LA, Sean Mandel, says he had something special.
There are very few actors who can reach that level of leading man superstardom.
He'd been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. A major survey has found there's been a big drop in the number of people who are satisfied with the NHS. Just 21% of people were happy with the health service in 2024. A senator in the US has broken a record by criticizing Donald Trump for more than 24 hours. Cory Booker has made the longest speech ever in the US Senate. And Leonardo DiCaprio says his upcoming movie is incredibly epic. He's working on a black comedy called One Battle After Another.
Capital Weather. Keep up to date on Global Player, the official Capital app.
Dry in London this morning with blue skies and sunshine later on, highs of 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom, Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
Capital Breakfast. Wednesday morning on Capital Breakfast. It's the 2nd April. I'm Jordan North, and sitting opposite me are two little crackers, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
Oh, I like that. I like how you change up the description for us every time. It's cute.
My two little crackers.
You're a cracker yourself. Okay, we've got a big show for you. Coming up next, we've got the stars of the show everyone's talking about right now. I bet someone in the last couple of weeks has said, have you seen Severance?
Yes.
Severance is one of those shows where we've been a bit slow to catch up on it here in the UK. It's on Apple TV, so it's one of those where not everyone has that subscription. I always say it's worth it, even if you just get it for the month. Pay it to watch that, because you'll be then on the bandwagon. And look, it's a bit of a head spinner. It's quite a confusing show. So before we get the cast of Severance in to talk about it, which is happening very, very soon, we're going to fill you in on what you need to know.
Capital.
I'm sorry I'm here for someone else, but it's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. I hope you're doing well. She was running late for dinner, outside of town. Left the phone a little bitter, but it's cool for now. Far from perfect for each other, but we're working it out, I suppose. Now I'm waiting at the diner looking traumatized, 'cause you walk up to the table with an order of fries. And I know you, yes I know you, used to love you. And I said, I'm sorry I'm here for someone else. It's good to see your face. And I really hope you're doing well. Talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else. When she finally walks into the restaurant, hate to say it, but I knew it, I was already gone. Oh, barely don't do it, you're breaking her heart. Barely don't do it, barely don't do it. But I need to go. It's not personal. talk at the bar all by ourselves, but I'm here for someone else.
Capital
Breakfast.
I took a page out of your favorite book. You saw me lies just by the way you look. Taught me a language that I'll never speak. Baby, that ain't for me. That ain't for me. I dug my grave watching the way you move. You took me higher than I ever flew. Too many times gave you a second chance. Baby, I'm just a man.
Coming up, we've got the stars of the hottest TV show right now on the show. They're joining the chats, Adam Scott and Britt Lauer. They will be with us in about 10 minutes' time to talk about Severance. All right. For those of you that haven't seen Severance, it's a TV show that everybody's talking about. It can be quite hard to explain, but don't worry, we've got you. We're going to give you a little Severance glossary so you know what we're on about when our guests come in. Obviously, if you watch the show like us, you're going to be obsessed with it and you're going to love this.
Yeah, so Severance is about a company called Lumen, right? And the employees have been severed, meaning they've got a chip in their brain which enables them to completely split their work life from their personal life. So this means they have two different versions of themselves. They have their innie, who just exists inside of work, and their outie is their life outside of work. So every time they get into the lift to go to work, they switch into work mode. When they get in the lift to go home, they switch out and go into home mode.
I can't remember what they do outside of work or inside of work. It's so good.
It's so good because it isn't too far from what I think the future could be. Do you know what I mean? Especially with like Elon Musk in charge. So look, their separate personalities never merge. So the innie doesn't know what goes on outside work. The outie doesn't know what goes on inside work. This gets quite deep when you start watching it because you realise, as humans, we are our memories, right? So if you've got an innie who doesn't know what's going on with her outie, it's like two separate people.
Well, it is. It's like, just imagine right now, you finish work and you go out of work, you forget what's happened at work and you become a totally different person. Even though you're the same human, you're like two different people. It would be like you, Jordan, you know, everyone listening knows you as a kind of working class, proud northerner who loves Greggs and that sort of thing. That's you at work. It would be like you leaving work and then becoming this Fulham rah boy who likes to order a cardo. Like that sort of... Can you imagine, like, just two totally
just so separate people. Totally different from work and home. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Just imagine.
I hate you. Right.
But yeah, we want to give you a few of the terms that are in the show in case you haven't seen it. But so, because there's all sorts of mad stuff that happens. At one point, as a reward for working hard, the team in Severance, in the workplace there in Lumen, have what they call an MDE, which is a musical dance experience.
Yeah.
They have little treats and rewards like that.
Tell them about the board as well.
Yeah, okay, so everything at work is very clinical. So when they're in the office, everything's just white, long corridors, very mysterious, don't really know what door leads to what. And the company Lumen is run by the board. That's all they're called, the board. They're the big dogs. You never see the board. The only way that you ever speak to them is through a tiny little speaker, and someone will say, oh, the board's on the line, and it goes, and then they start talking.
So, in summary, the terms you need to know for when our guests get here in the next couple of minutes. Lumen is the company in Severance. Innie is the version of the characters which exist inside of work. Outie is the version of the characters outside of work. And MDE stands for Musical Dance Experience. There might be a few other references like that. The board is on the line, so this means the big dogs of the company, and you've got to go and speak to them when they're on the line. Does that all make sense? Have we got it?
Probably not, but it's too late. We're doing it.
You're in now.
We're in. We are good to go. Adam Scott and Britt Lauer will be here next talking about the best show on telly.
Don't read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in your glass house, I'm outside. Looking in a big blue eyes. Did it just to hurt me and make me cry? Smiling through it all, yeah, that's my life. You're in.
On your Wednesday morning, this is Gracie Abrams. That's so true.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital Breakfast. With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby. Capital
Breakfast. It's Capital Breakfast with Jordan, Chris and Sean, and today we're joined by two people from the most talked about show in the world right now. Let's give a massive welcome to the stars of Severance. It's Adam Scott and Britt Lauer!
Yay!
Oh my God.
Hey, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
So, morning. You guys are on a massive worldwide promo tour, which just shows how huge Severance is. We're all obsessed with it, and it's why we've all gone a bit weird and fangirly in the studio. But for anybody listening right now, please try and explain the show, because it's like nothing you'll ever see.
I'm going to let Adam...
Oh, here we go.
I was just about to pass it on to Britt. Well, the basic premise of it is that the show takes place in a world where there is a technology where you can get a chip inserted in your brain. So when you go to work, you have no idea who you are in the outside world. And then when you leave work at the end of the day, you have no idea what you did at work. So you basically have two different... consciousnesses that you're going bouncing back and forth between. Is consciousnesses
I was
a
just
word?
Gonna say that's the hardest part of this press tour is saying that word.
Yeah.
Consciousness.
There has to be a plural for consciousness.
Consciousness.
But I think it's one of those things you watch and then it alters how you view life. It was a bit like the first time I watched The Truman Show. Mm-hmm. And then you feel like you're part of a TV show constantly. I mean,
right.
I guess you guys are. But with this, from watching it, I now can't get over this idea of there being a kind of work life and then a separate life outside outside and you live those two things separately.
Yeah.
I worry this place will become that.
So do I, Chris. So do I. Yeah, and also, just to add to that, what I didn't expect when I was watching it is that sort of transition between what we're calling like the innies, your work you, and your outies, the outside version of you, being almost two separate people. And sometimes I watch it forgetting that you are the same yeah. person, because you end up almost hating each other, even though you're the same thing. Have I made this more confusing?
Anybody listening right now who's not seen the show will be like, what are you going on about? Just watch it.
I know, it sounds confusing.
All makes sense, but I know what you're getting at, Sean. And the crazy thing is, Britt, in the show, you play the same character but with two personalities, and you've got your innie and your outie, and I heard you have like a visual way that keeps you on tabs with both Hella and Helena. Is that right? So you've got like two pictures that helps you focus on who you're playing.
Yeah, I use a lot of analogies because it's the easiest way in for me. But the subconscious is obviously shared, these two parts of the same person. So season one, I did a lot of like very childlike drawings. Helly had a lot of crayons smashed into the page and sort of represented the inner child aspect of these innies. And Helena, my outie, it was more like smooth watercolors.
I would love to see a picture of those.
Someday I'll share them with you.
Oh, thank you. Please yeah. do.
Do you slightly change your voices when you're being your innies and outies?
Yeah, I mean, I tend to think of it as just vastly different circumstances. I kind of think of it as a somewhat of a math problem, but it being life experience rather than numbers. It being, you know, one is 40-odd years of life experience, and with all the heartbreak and joy and everything that goes into a very full life, and the other one, for all intents and purposes, is like 2 or 3 years old. And so there's just sort of this addition and subtraction and going from innie to outie.
But even with your voice, you're sort of purposefully changing your voice as part of that process.
As a result of that, as a result of sort of either the naivete or the sort of being weighed down by life and everything that it's done to him. Yeah, the voice is affected.
That's so interesting.
Are you happy to stick around for a bit longer? Because we've so much want to talk about this show. No spoilers, because Sean's not seen the final episode yet.
No.
I've not started the second series yet, because I'm waiting to start, because I want to binge watch it all. And where are you up to?
I'm sort of three episodes into the second series.
Oh, okay. We're all over the place.
No spoilers. We're going to make time for a quick MDE, a music dance experience. If you know, you know. Stay there, and we'll be back with Adam Scott and Britt Lauer next.
Your number one hit music station.
Capital Breakfast.
Capital.
I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. And I heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. If Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Will make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club. Oh mama, I'm just from Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, you've been too good to me. Won't make my mama proud. It's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream.
morning. 20 past 8. It's Chapel Roan and Pink Pony Club.
It's Capital Breakfast with Jordan, Chris and Sean. And right now, we're still joined by the stars of a TV show that we are all obsessed with to tell us all about Severance. It's Adam S. and Britt L.
Yay!
See what we did there, because we don't use surnames. I'm doing a wink on the radio and it's not quite working. We're massive fans of the show. We
love the show. So the Lumen offices, which are the kind of fictitious offices in Severance, they're very kind of unique in style. Am I right in thinking that this is one of the most expensive shows ever made? In which case, I'm wondering, the props as part of that show must be very valuable. And did you manage to take any?
I have a few Lumen Sharpies.
Oh, really?
I asked permission before I took them up.
I have the little cube. I think we all have one. The little clear cube with our face on it that kind of rotates with the...
And they're very disturbing. They're like an Uncanny Valley version of us.
Weird.
We all look strange.
My nose is a lot smaller, though, so I really like it.
So where have you put that, then? Is that just in your house, propped up?
I put it in my house, and my son made me take it down and put it in my closet.
When did it scare him?
Adam, we've got to talk about it as well. Your hair care routine for the role was insane. Everyone is just lusting after you, Barney. So go on, what's the secret? It can't just be Head and Shoulders.
No, and Ben Stiller is very meticulous about hair. Not only mine, but Brit's as well.
Occasionally he'll be like, I'm just going to come in and move this hair. And he's not really supposed to do that as per the union. He can't help himself. He's like, I just got to fly away.
That's right.
It is mad how much it changes, especially for your character, Mark, how different he looks in season 2 when you see flashbacks.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, there's Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Because you almost don't recognize you weirdly in the first season.
Yeah, the hair, I mean, it looks like it looks almost like a helmet. Like there's a strap under my chin. But that particular hairdo, the Mark S. hair, is a Ben Stiller original. That hairstyle is kind of conceived by Ben.
How? Does he draw it? And then you get...
No.
Well, does he take to the barber?
He kind of had an idea, and then our incredible hairstylist, John Carter in season 2, was really, you know, trying to sculpt it in a particular way. And then when he hits it, Ben's like, yes, that's it.
Oh,
can you imagine that? Imagine getting your hair cut and you've got a director there.
Yeah. Something like when we got our pictures taken here, weren't it?
Well, he photoshopped a different hair on didn't
you? Picture will show you. It's different photoshopped hair. Right.
Just quickly before, because I've got to ask, otherwise they'll kill me, the listeners. Obviously, Ben Stiller has said we won't have to wait that long for season 3 this time. It won't be like 3 years in between. Can you tell me, have you seen any early scripts or is there anything? What can you give us?
I mean, there's not, you know... No, we can't tell you.
Oh,
okay. That was a very polite way.
I was about to tell them everything.
Yeah, I know. No, I was too.
Okay, we won't.
Have you had eyes on a script?
We can't tell you that either.
Okay.
Could your outie tell us?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So 100%.
All right, okay.
Tell you everything.
We'll get another track on and we'll keep you for 5 more minutes if you don't mind, guys.
Sure.
Is that okay?
Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved fits for every occasion this spring.
The next train departing from Platform 2 will take you to productive playlists, bonding over tea breaks, team building and after-work socials. Oh, and for those trying the new sandwich shop at lunch, we've heard that the queue goes fast. And you really have to try the spicy halloumi wrap. When you take the train, you're more connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Hello, you've caught me at the hairdresser's getting business advice with my friend Deborah Meaden.
Well, Einstein, staying on top of your numbers is crucial.
Indeed. And a smart meter can help you track your energy use and costs over time, so you can trim and adjust.
Meaning more control of your business budgeting.
Join the 9 out of 10 small business owners happy with their smart meter. Search Get a Smart Meter. Eligibility may vary. Consumer action required. 93% of small businesses surveyed in 2024 were happy.
Add more wahey to the day when you add more fun to your milk with Nesquik. Fortified with vitamin C and D, Nesquik is available in chocolate, strawberry and banana flavour. Nesquik, let's grow the fun.
Say hi to new memories and time together. Say hi to hot tubs and say hi to Ho Seasons with up to 30% off in our spring sale. Book your next UK holiday today. Hurry, offer ends 7th of April. See website for terms and conditions.
Ho Seasons living and away we go now, baby.
Say hi to Ho Seasons this spring.
Britain's rail network. Helping you stay connected to the people, places, and things you love. Nothing beats being there.
Good morning.
Get up!
Wake up with Capital Breakfast.
And get home across London with me, Will Manning, this afternoon from 4.
Capital.
It's the most wonderful time of...
Are you a smart booker or a silly booker? Smart bookers get access to a 3-airport lounge by booking a 5-star holiday with On The Beach. Silly bookers, well, enjoy those queues at the bar. Stop booking around and visit onthebeach.co.uk.
Conditions apply. 7-night minimum stay, outbound only from selected airports for up to 6 people, adult protected.
On The Beach.
Capital Travel Update.
With Luton Airport Express. Book in advance and save money getting to the airport.
Lottie Morley, what's the latest on the roads?
Hey Jordan, there are delays on the M25 clockwise from the A13 to the QE2 bridge after an accident there. Also on the M25, there are queues clockwise from the M3 to Heathrow, also after an accident. It's slow on the North Circular westbound from Staples Corner to the Neasden interchange because of roadworks. On the trains, Great Western services are not running between Gatwick Airport and Reading because of a problem with the power. More in 20 minutes.
Hey, I'm Sam Fender.
on Capital Breakfast. This is Capital Breakfast.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights. You got me alone. You found me. You found me. You found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like that. And when I felt hard, you took a step back. Without me. Without me. Without me. Trouble when you walked in, so shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been, till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in, so shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold hard. You never loved me, or her, or anyone, or anything. Oh, yeah. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Shame on me now. Flew me to places I've never been.
Trouble 8:32 on your Wednesday morning, and the board is on the line. If you know, you know.
Capital Breakfast with Jordan North,
Chris Starr,
and Sean Welby.
It's Capital Breakfast, and right now we're doing one of our favourite games between the team here. We've never actually brought this to air, so we're excited to play this with our very special guests today. We've got Adam Scott and Britt Lauer from the fantastic Severance that we're all obsessed with. Sean, you're best explaining this. How's it work?
Okay, have you heard of the game Vibes? It's a bit of a drinking game normally where you go, this person's giving the vibe that. So what we thought we could do is sort of do it a bit Severance style with this person's outie is giving the vibe that they would do X, Y, and Z, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's almost like you're trying to guess what your outie would be getting up to. I'll try and explain it.
You've only just met us.
Yeah.
You've got to make... you're going to hear a statement. You've got to try and work out who's who between us all.
So okay.
We've just met you. You've just met us. It's going to be based on stereotypes.
Yeah, so say we're a group of innies now just guessing what the outies are like. If I said this person's outie is giving the vibe that they would wear a neckerchief, who out of us three would be giving that vibe?
Ah, I see.
Oh.
So you've got Chris, Sean, and me, Jordan.
A neckerchief?
A neckerchief.
Jordan.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely spot on.
All right. Yeah.
Absolutely spot on.
And that's a compliment.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were all targeting me because I'm wearing this around my neck.
No, it wasn't.
All right, let's get straight to it then. Here's the first one.
This person's outie gives the vibe that they would risk their life to rescue a dog from a river.
Who do you think that would be, guys? Chris, Sean, or Jordan?
Chris.
No, it was Jordan.
Oh, it was.
Yeah.
Again?
I rescued a dog from a river, but I don't like to talk about it.
You did do that?
Yeah.
Sounds like you do like talking about it.
I don't like to mention it. That was just a thing that happened at Christmas. We'll do another.
This person's outie gives the vibe that they'd throw hands during a game of Monopoly.
Throw hands during a game of Monopoly. What, like kick off?
Yeah.
You're quite competitive,
I don't
Jordan.
Know what that means. It means like they'd kick off, they'd cause a scene at Monopoly, they'd take it very serious.
Ah.
I'm thinking Chris Stark, but also I'm getting Adam vibes.
Adam or Chris?
I think Adam would take a board game extremely seriously, and I mean that as a compliment.
Okay, yeah. Let's say Adam.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't know how you would know that.
Because we have very good producers.
Is it me?
Is it
yes,
Adam?
It is. It is.
Whoa, yeah. Yeah, I get a little wrapped up
yeah.
in things being fair and Yeah. Wow.
Do you put the money in the middle of the board game and then the how do you play it?
Monopoly?
Yeah.
I actually don't really play Monopoly, but other games, yeah, I get a little persnickety. Oh,
okay. What's your board game of choice? Just out of interest.
I love Rummy Cube.
Rummy Cube.
It's a great
Rummy
game.
Is it?
I've not played that.
Or Rummy Cub. Some people call it that. Rummy
they do?
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Yeah, maybe they do.
I think you call it Rummy Cub.
Adam, this person's out. He's giving the vibe. They make up words.
Yeah, exactly.
Convince us.
Let's Rummy do another.
This person's out. He gives the vibe that they take 11-minute naps after lunch every day.
That could be for me, Krista.
But the way Adam's looking straight at Brit.
I know, and Brit's head tilted then. Yeah. Are you an 11-minute napper, Brit?
Guilty.
Yeah! How can you even fall asleep that quick?
Well, the trick is just lay down.
For 11 minutes exact.
That's right.
This person's outie gives the vibe that they fold and organise their socks by colour.
This feel like it's one of you two here. I mean, our Jordan's very tidy.
I'm gonna just get in the vibe of someone that also likes doing a bit of like. I'm pretty sure this is Adam.
I think it might be
Adam. It is.
There is a kick out of emptying that wash basket in there.
I love doing laundry.
Same.
I find it satisfying. I love it.
I love folding my socks.
No,
folding socks.
How do you do it like into a ball or do you just fold them on top of each other?
They're like beautiful little squares and they're color coded.
Sure.
They're squares. That's unbelievable for me. That's amazing.
So you wear the right day socks?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right. Adam, are you an ironer?
No.
Oh, not the iron.
No.
Just more the folding.
It's less the folding and doing the washing and drying and like transferring from one to the other or taking the things that can't go in the dryer and hanging them up. And I love it.
Basically, this is a pitch for Adam and I's housekeeping service.
That's right.
We'll come to your house, I'll fold everything.
It's called washing and folding with Brit and Adam.
Guys, we could speak to you for hours and hours. We're going to have to let you go. Thank you so much for coming in. If you've not watched it, Severance, Apple TV, it will blow your mind. It's one of the best things on the telly in ages. Give it up for Adam Scott and Brit Laura.
Yay. Thank you, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Capital, it's Lady Gaga.
Capital Breakfast.
Paper doll to the angels, drawing circles in the clouds. Keep your mind on the distance when the devil turns around. Hold me in your heart tonight in the magic of the dark moonlight. Save me from this empty fight. Watch it burn.
Abracadabra on Capital Breakfast. Wednesday, the 2nd of April. Mini heatwave set to hit the UK tomorrow. It's going to be hotter than Barcelona. Did we fangirl there with the cast of Severance? Do you think we were on our best behaviour?
I think we played it all right this time. I don't think you mentioned corned beef hash once, did you?
I didn't, actually.
I quite liked it because I felt like we learnt a lot about their innies and their outies.
Yeah, and we're getting more questions, which I knew this would happen. When you talk about Severance, it is so confusing. Sinead says that I think she wants to watch it. And she's like, so with the show Severance, because you've got your work you and your outside you, are there anyone that has relationships that don't know about the home life or the work life? You'll have to watch it. Because that kind of thing happens.
I love our listeners. Lots of people texting going, how did he know when to pick the kids up?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool.
That's a good point as well. I'm just thinking about your outie, Jordan. Oh. Your personality outside of work.
I'm the same on air than I am off.
What, you say that? I experienced Jordan's outie yesterday, and it was not in a good way.
Oh!
He sent me a little voice note that I want to play to everyone next.
Oh. With Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Find affordable pre-loved gems this spring.
Want to get your hands on huge cash prizes? Enter now at winplus.co.uk for your chance to win big. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
When you're taking part in Race for Life, nothing feels better than crossing the finish line. Because it's when every penny raised begins to fund the vital work of Cancer Research UK. Just like retirement, where it's not your finish line, it's just the beginning. Retirement savings and income from Standard Life. Proud partner of Cancer Research UK's Race for Life. Phoenix Life Limited, trading as Standard Life. For full details, visit standardlife.co.uk.
Get the new Google Pixel 9a on EE and save a massive £384. Now with Add Me.
What? Add you?
Well, no, not me, but Add Me. Lets you add everyone to the picture, even the person taking it.
Perfect for the family get-together.
That's right. Plus, save even more when you trade in.
Right, squeeze in, everyone.
All on the UK's best network for over 11 years in a row.
Savings across contract. Trade-in value dependent on device. Eligibility. Credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
There is simply nothing else like it. Experience Disney's award-winning musical, The Lion King, at London's Lyceum Theatre. See it now. Remember it forever. Book your tickets at thelionking.co.uk.
This Easter at M&S, you can choose from 12 different types of hot cross buns. There's the dippy egg one, a soft and rich cocoa bun with a white and yellow gooey chocolatey centre. The luxury fruited hot cross bun, packed with plump currants, citrus peel and warming spices. And the extremely cheesy hot cross bun, with glorious chunks of red Leicester and cheddar cheese. These are not just hot cross buns, these are M&S hot cross buns, subject to availability.
This is going to sound odd.
What exactly are we saying this is?
It's a unicorn.
Magnificent.
Critics are calling Death of a Unicorn hilarious.
We underestimated it.
An outrageous roller coaster ride.
We need to give the little one back.
Called it. There's no negotiating with monsters.
Paul Rudd, Jenna Ortega, Will Poulter, with Tia Leone and Richard E. Grant.
I've never been so alive.
Death of a Unicorn. In cinemas everywhere Friday.
Capital Travel Update with Luton Airport Express. 32 minutes on the train to the terminal.
Morning, Lottie. What's the latest with the travel?
Hey, Jordan. It's slow on the M1 southbound from Hemel Hempstead to Watford because a van broke down there earlier. There are delays on the M25 clockwise from the A13 to the QE2 bridge. Also on the M25, they're queues clockwise from the M3 to Heathrow. And on the trains, Great Western services are not running between Gatwick Airport and Reading because of a power problem. Southwestern are suspended between Farnham and Guildford. And on the Underground, there are severe delays on the Jubilee line.
Hi, I'm Lonely Young.
This is Capital.
Capital Breakfast.
You know I'm impatient, so why would you leave me waiting outside the station when it was like -4 degrees? And I get what you're saying. I just really don't want to hear it right now. Can you
shut up for like once in your life. Listen to me, I took your nice words of advice about how you think I'm gonna die lucky if I turn 33. Okay, so yeah, I smoke like a chimney. I'm not skinny and I pull a Britney every other week. But cut me some slack, who do you want me to be? Cause I'm too messy, and I'm just too damn clean. You told me get a job and you asked where the hell I've been. And I'm too perfect, so I open my big mouth. I want to be me, is that not allowed? And I'm too clever, and then I'm too stupid dumb. You hate it when I cry, and this is that time of the month. And I'm too perfect, so I show you that I'm not a thousand people I could be for you. And you hate the whole damn ball. It's taking you ages, you still don't get the hint. I'm not asking for pages, but one text or two would be nice. And please don't pull those faces when I'm out walking like every day it's just one bottle of wine or two. But hey, you can't even talk just to help you sleep. Then why you out again before 4 o'clock? And then you come home to me and don't say hello.
Best late night talking, sounding really good this morning on Capital Breakfast. It's Jordan, it's Chris, it's Sean. Chris Stark, go on.
Well, Sean, do you remember Jordan and I were meant to spend the afternoon together? We talked about potentially playing some paddle.
You were going to go. You did.
And then the plan was to go to a little party that we'd been invited to together.
Yeah, like a joint mate, like a leaving deal.
It was like a mate's leaving. So I was quite excited about that. You know, I love spending time with you both outside of work when we get to do it, because it doesn't happen that often, because we see each other in the mornings and then we part ways a lot of the time. So I was quite excited.
Best way.
No, you don't mean that.
I don't.
And
sorry, I don't.
Anyway, so I get this withering voice note from Jordan that I want to share. Honestly, it's pathetic.
What
I want to share
this happen?
It with everyone. This was sort of early to mid-afternoon yesterday, right? Bear in mind, he obviously feels guilty that he's bailing on me.
Right.
That's the truth of it. He can't be bothered and he's bailing on me. Have a listen to this.
Hey, mate. I'm just sending him a little voice note. I'm still in bed. I'm not just saying it. I know you want me to come along tonight. I've got like a bug or flu or something. I don't know. I can't shift this tiredness that I've had all week. So I'm just going to skip tonight because I'm not going to be great company. I've slept for 2 days straight. I don't know what's wrong with me. But have a wonderful evening, my friend.
He doesn't even know what illness to say. He's like, it's a bug or a flu or something.
The start of that message, I just want to hear it again. He's like, hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
I'm just sending him a little voice note.
He was going to
start with crying.
I can't make it tonight.
If you see Jordan, by the way, in the wild now, please go, hey, mate.
I'm really sorry, I can't make it tonight. Can I just say, I wasn't feeling great. I got told yesterday, someone said to me yesterday, you smell ill. Which makes you, right?
Somebody, yeah. Like a stranger.
You know who? I went in for a kiss and was told. Oh, great! This is all. I went. Oh, you smell ill.
Lovely stuff.
So, and I weren't feeling great. But then, when you're doing a sick note, voice note, you've got to say, you can't be like, hey mate, I'm really sorry, I can't make today, I'm not feeling great.
But I'd literally seen you a couple of hours before and you sounded fine, and I'm with you this morning and you sound fine, but you sent me a voice note, you're
it's like a sort of withering Victorian child on their deathbed.
You can't send a sick voice note sounding normally, you have to put a bit of a voice on, everybody
you're
does
not
it.
Sick.
Them's the rules, Chris.
I was in a sheer dress the day that we met. We were both in a rush, we talked for a sec. You friended me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text and now the next thing I know I'm like, manifest, that's your oversized. I digress, got me scrolling like, out of breath, got me going like, ooh, who's the cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent like, ooh, maybe it's all in my head, but I bet we'd have really good bedtime. So sweet when you're doing the things I said. Are you looking at me? I know what that means and I'm obsessed. Are you free next week? I bet we'd have really good camaraderie. Said you're not in my time zone, but you wanna be. Where art thou? Why not upon of me? See it in my mind, let's fulfill the prophecy. Who's the cute guy with the wide blue eyes and the big bad night? But I bet we'd have really good bed. Can how you pick me up? Pull the bells on your own. How it just makes sense. How you talk so sweet when you're doing that thing as I spend. Can how you look at me? I know what that means and I'm obsessed. Are you free next week? I bet we'd have really good.
Bedcam on Capital Breakfast. Soph says, I completely missed Jordan's voice note as the electrician came in to talk to me. Please, can you play it again? Listening back to it, it is pathetic. This is the voice note I sent to Chris yesterday.
Hey, mate. I'm just sending him a little voice note. I'm still in bed. I'm not just saying it. I know you want me to come along tonight. I've got like a bug or flu or something. I don't know. I can't shift this tiredness that I've had all week. So I'm just going to skip tonight because I'm not going to be great company. I've slept for 2 days straight. I don't know what's wrong with me. But have a wonderful evening, my friend.
Greg's found a flaw in that. He says, how did you sleep for 2 days straight, Jordan, when you've been on the radio in the morning? Well, it's just, I've not stopped.
What do you mean you've not stopped?
I just
nonsense.
You can't be bothered. That's really what you should have said. Sorry,
yeah,
mate.
But you can't say along, that. Can't and what if Will's listening now? He's leaving though I didn't make. Sorry, right. Will.
Well, look, we probably should normalise just being able to go, I don't fancy it. That's fine. Totally, yes, but you going, hey, mate. Hey, mate.
Hey, mate.
Tell Annie Ann I won't be making it home. Literally. So dramatic.
All right, it's coming up to 9 o'clock, which means we've got three songs on the way back to back with.
No.
In between.
I hate it all.
Jordan North, Chris Stark, and Sean Welby.
And eBay.
Shop pre-loved fashion for less this spring.
Did you know you can order McDelivery deals? Like the Feed the Family deal for just $14.99. That's four selected burgers, two medium fries, and two small fries. Who's in then?
Oh, yeah, me.
And me.
McDelivery. You in? Delivery only from 11 a.m. Four times selected burgers, four times selected fries. Subject to availability. Price, delivery fee and participation may vary.
Wondering what to give us kids at snack time? Well, finding better choices is easier than ever. With a simple scan of the barcode, the free NHS Food Scanner app shows you healthiest swaps for your family's favourite food and drinks. Just scan, swipe and swap. Download the NHS Food Scanner app today.
There is simply nothing else like it. Experience Disney's award-winning musical, The Lion King, at London's Lyceum Theatre. See it now. Remember it forever. Book your tickets at thelionking.co.uk.
At QuickFit, our customers drive away happy every time. Do we tickle their feet? No.
Oh, alright.
We just do our job, like having tyres to suit every car on the road, including an excellent range of Bridgestone.
Ah, oh, that's good to know.
That's why our customers drive away happy. QuickFit, drive away happy every time.
Spaghetti, scooter, stadium. Huh. My recent emojis are like a highlights tour of my holiday. Gelato, bird, sad face. Just didn't see that sneaky seagull coming.
Free Wi-Fi messaging for British Airways Club members. Another British Airways travel essential. Available on selected British Airways aircraft from Heathrow and Gatwick when you sign up for free as a British Airways Club member. Data is limited to text only. Images and videos are not included.
Add more wahey to the day when you add more fun to your milk with Nesquik. Fortified with vitamin C and D. Nesquik is available in chocolate, strawberry and banana flavour. Nesquik. Let's grow the fun.
The latest news.
Next. Capital.
Multi-point inspection. Tick. Full history check. Tick. £750 deposit contribution. Tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit and 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Capital.
This is Capital.
From Global's newsroom at 9, another 23 women have reported they may have been raped by Zhenhao Zhou. The Chinese PhD student was convicted of attacking 10 women in London last month.
Zhou could be one of the most prolific sexual offenders in the history of British policing. They found 1,600 hours worth of videos on his phone and secret cameras showing him carrying out attacks.
Capital Charlotte Lynch has been covering the story. We're just hearing Hollywood actor Val Kilmer has died at the age of 65. He played Batman in the 90s.
I saw the signal, sir.
I've left Wayne Enterprises en route to the Batcave.
All is ready, sir.
And starred alongside Tom Cruise in Top Gun. His daughter says he had pneumonia. He'd been diagnosed with throat cancer in 2014. The White House says the days of America being ripped off are over. Donald Trump is preparing to bring in a new set of tariffs, including immediate taxes on most imports. The US president's calling it Liberation Day. Bukayo Saka marked his comeback from injury with a goal as Arsenal beat Fulham 2-1 last night. It moves them 9 points behind Premier League leaders Liverpool. Third place Nottingham Forest is still on course for Champions League qualification after beating Manchester United 1-0. And we're hearing Wicked has made $100 million. We've just seen the poster for the second part, which comes out in November.
Capital weather. Check the weather on Global Player, the official Capital app.
A dry morning in London with sunny spells and a light breeze and highs of 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom at Capital Reports, I'm Lottie Morley.
This is Capital.
From Global.
Capital Breakfast. Yeah. With Jordan North, Chris Stark and Charles Welby. Capital
Radio, that is Wednesday morning on Capital Breakfast. It's 9 o'clock with me, Jordan North, Chris Stark and Sean Welby.
What a show so far. We've chatted corned beef, we've chatted innies and outies, we've chatted Sean Bean.
Sean Bean, what
I mean,
a
we
legend.
Could wrap up now and job well done, I think.
Oh, but Chris, we've got Do You Remember on the way, which is a highlight of a lot of people's weeks, because this is where we go down memory lane, we have a bit of nostalgia, and it's a good one today, guys.
It really is, and my favourite song for Saturday night plays for you right now is Chapel Row.
From the stars and the bars on a Friday night. Now the boys may meet a map, but I can close my eyes and have you wrapped around my fingers like.
Just like a photograph, you made me feel like this will last forever. Looking in your eyes, I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Oh, promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
I lose my mind when I'm around you. How I come alive when I'm without you. I can't help but feel so lost. I wanna give you all I've got. They say you know it, but you know it, I don't know. Promise that you'll hold me close, don't let me go.
Music station.
This is Capital.
Capital.
Someone when the need's so strong, when they're gone, you don't know how to go on. So the whole world is stuck in a moment, standing still until they come back. You accept that they've got things to do, but sometimes in the end, there's nothing left for you. If hurt is me saying you, baby, I've done too much of it lately. 'Cause every minute's like an hour.